Hey, misadventurers, it's Kat Kruger, your Dungeon Master at D20 Dames. It's been a wild ride through the Feywild so far. After meeting an annoying mage named Wink, who was under a magical sleep enchantment for 5 years, the Dames chased their friend Jasper Nighthaven into the Feywild, where things got really weird. After following a children's restaurant map to a candy cottage, they managed to rescue Jasper from a hag. The drow boy had eaten a candied apple and is now temporarily paralyzed. Meanwhile, the hag jumped out a window after being singed by one of Lariah's spells. Though she hoped to escape, once outside, she let out a terrible scream. That's where we pick up again.
Riot's just trying to, sort of massage Jasper's arms and, hopefully bring the feeling back sooner. He's in here. He's fine. He's just a little paralyzed from this really good-looking, half-eaten cookie. Karen, we gotta buy some snacks soon.
Lariah is gonna immediately run to the window to see if she can see what caused the hag to scream.
All right. So Riot, I'll tell you that it's gonna take a while for Jasper to come to. Okay. So. Gwador is hugging his brother and just lying down with him, and just cuddling in. And Lariah, you go to the window and you see a centaur. She is dressed in green leather armor, over a cream tunic with these brown bracers, and she's got this assortment of weapons sheathed, including a pike and a longbow. And her black hair is pulled back from her face. Her brown eyes sort of stare down at you. Like burnished stones, and she's got the hag captured. Are you the ones who, have you assisted in the capture of wicked Ethel Boneshewer?
Yes, we have.
Excellent.
And who are you?
I am Aoife, a bounty hunter. Who might you all be so that I may share the honor and reward with you?
I'm Shmriot.
Lariah is not going to answer that, and instead try to see if she can tell if the centaur is being honest or if this is just another hag trick, and also ask Aoife for some bounty hunter identification.
Sure. Do an insight check.
Ugh, nope. That's a 7.
As honest as you can tell, when you do ask for identification and that sort of thing, she produces a stack of bounty hunter posters that she's she's basically on the lookout for, and Wink is there with you, just sort of nodding and saying, "Well, that's quite an impressive stack. May I?" And she gives him the stack of posters. Been looking for her for months now.
And what are you going to do with her?
Yes, I shall return her to Queen Titania, where she shall meet her justice. Do you want to make a perception check, Lariah?
I would love to. 8.
Wink just sort of looks through the posters and says, "Look, what on earth?"
Is Wink's face on one of them?
No, he holds up a poster, and there are it's a poster for some dwarves. Mm-hmm. And he reads it. 7 dwarf henchmen. These are all those fellows that I played ninepin with. They're,
You might have taken that ring you lost.
Well, apparently so, or possibly. they're henchmen of a bandit queen named Blanche the Beheader.
Jen would like to award Jess with inspiration for asking for the bounty hunter ID.
Yes.
Earlier, but that was very on brand and very good.
Thank you.
Is anybody else out there now?
Karen definitely is out there. If the word centaur was muttered.
Riot's carrying 2 children.
If you want to make some perception checks, you can do that too. And Lariah, go ahead.
Was my perception check that you did to see if those like flyers seemed like on the level?
It was to see if you gleaned any information from the stack.
19 for Karen.
Ooh, 15.
Would I be able to use my background as a soldier to just see if like this stack of, even if I can't get information from it, to see if like, yes, it's true that she's a bounty hunter?
Yeah, definitely. These are legit posters, and Karen and Riot, with your checks, it checks out as well. And actually, the two of you notice that there is another poster for a familiar Eladrin.
Mm-hmm. This one, Riot points to it. You don't have to worry about her. She's locked away. Sirena?
Aoife looks over at you and says, were you able to ascertain her and bring her to justice?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it was kind of a rocky end for her. And then Riot's eyes slide to the raptor. Sorry.
Hubbub lets out a little laugh.
So I'm just saying, don't waste your time, basically.
There is no time to be wasted. If it is possible to transfer this prisoner from wherever she is captured into my care, I should like to do so. She has been wanted for quite some time for having stolen a royal tome from Queen Titania's library and setting fire to the Rose Garden.
Right, chuckles. Yeah, it sounds about right. She was stealing a lot of books for us.
Not for us, just for people.
I mean, not for us. We didn't know that's what she was doing. Sorry. Does Aoife understand what I'm trying to say?
She's like squinting over at you now.
Do a perception check.
Wait, who's Queen Titania? Why do we keep just saying that name like we know who that is? Do you guys know who that is?
No.
Wink.
Do we know who that is?
Yeah, what do we know? I don't think we...
Wink says, of course we know who that is. It's the regent of this, of the Feywild. Of the Seelie Court.
He just used the royal we. Does everyone know that? Everyone caught that, right? I mean, I figured her name's Queen, so...
Aoife continues and says, "Is there any way at all that that you might return her to the Feywild so that she may meet her justice here?"
We don't know where she is right now. We just know that she's trapped. So no.
All right. Well, here's the deal. We could get it to you, but it's going to take a while.
Time has very little.
Oh my
concern.
God! Okay, yes. Okay.
Sure. Then also, the answer is yes.
No. Just to clarify, we are not making any deals, and we are not making any promises.
Oh my gosh, you're so cautious. We listen. We'll come back. It seems fun here.
No. If we are able to find her, and if we are able to transport her safely back to the Feywild, then we will do so.
And we'll definitely do that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That is all I can ask for.
Is it possible to summon you to us? Like, we're doing a lot of the footwork here, it seems like.
Can we get one of those
rings? Wing work, yeah.
Are you saying she is in another plane at this point?
I just said
she's definitely not here. So how do we get back here when we find her? Huh?
Well, what I can do is strike a bargain with you, if one of you should like to shake hands on it.
I would love to.
Karen, no.
Oh my
no,
gosh.
Karen immediately reaches her
arm. No, Riot just like sort of like karate chops her wrist. Like, I saw this once. Hold on. Yeah. Like,
I take it from your
demeanor
here that you are from the material plane. We have seen many of your kind here. However, I have a key that can return you to that plane. But I must have your word that Serena will be brought to justice here, and you shall do your part.
Riot's gonna look at Lariah like, I want this. I need this.
Here's the thing. We will try. We will try to bring her back, but right now we don't even know where she is. So again, if we have a way to retrieve her prison and bring it here safely, then we will try our best to do so. But I can't promise that that will definitely happen.
Yeah, because we could definitely die in, you know, doing it. So
such is the risk of a bounty hunter.
Ooh.
But I mean, it could also be the case that, like, we'll never find her, that we don't have a way to retrieve her, that, like, her prison has been lost.
Come on, Lariah, let us have this.
No, I mean, I'm agreeing to all of this, but also, can we get a badge?
I want to be a bounty hunter.
I want a badge.
I understand what you want, but we have to be cautious. We cannot just, like, go around promising things without regard for the consequences of what might happen if we break that promise.
No, okay, we're not promising. We're promising to do, well, okay, we're pre-promising. Yes,
that's
it's like a pre-engagement ring. It doesn't really mean a lot, but a sentiment's there.
If you want to make a deal with someone in the Feywild, I can't exactly stop you, but what I can tell you is that this is dangerous to just, like, make these promises without regard for what might happen. You need to put these qualifiers in there.
Yeah, that's so what I'm saying. Yeah, we're qualifying
I have
it.
Plenty of regard for what's going to happen. I mean, I would love... That's what it's. What do you think motivates a bounty hunter? Like, it's that fear of not getting it done, you know?
Aoife, are you listening to this? Do I have to repeat everything to you? I'm shaking, all, not this one.
You're all quite baffling. but, yes.
Thank you.
Do your utmost best.
Yes, so you can't take my skeleton or whatever if I don't find her.
You are not the guilty parties. If Serena is imprisoned in a, it sounds like a manor that is transportable, if you can bring that prison to me, I shall share the reward with you and bring her to justice.
Excellent. Riot would like to, is there, so time's weird in Feywild, but what about language? Like, can she see small print around the words that Aoife's saying in her mind?
Aoife is, actually, she's speaking in Elvish, so Lariah might not even...
Yeah, we can understand.
Yeah. Amazing. But like, if you translate, or, you know, maybe Wink will do Lariah the favor, quote unquote. he will translate for Lariah and let her know what her colleagues are promising.
All right, shake on it.
She puts her hand out and shakes, and it's a very firm handshake.
So is Riot's.
Let's do a strength test.
Okay.
Oh, it's...
Oh, 17.
Oh, nice. So, yeah, she's like...
I'm trying to crush her hand. I'm just trying to, like...
I know, mm-hmm, she was just trying to, like, you know, assert a little bit of strength, and she got back, and she... more strength than she anticipated, and she nods approvingly.
Riot gives her a half smile.
Mm-hmm. All right, so she hands you the official bounty decree for Serena. Mm-hmm. And offers to send you back to the material plane.
I don't understand. Can somebody ask her what part of the material plane she can send us back to?
That's a good question.
I have a key to the Moonbow Arch. It is an archway near here. I believe it's a part of your deep forest.
Great.
Yeah,
perfect. That's what we want.
We've been there. All right. Well, thank you so much. Good luck with Aoife. And how will you be sending that part of that reward to us?
Where shall I send it? In your world?
If you send it to the House of She Who Shapes All outside of Waterdeep, it will find its way to us.
Mm-hmm. Very well, then. When I turn this one in, I shall split the reward with
you. And what exactly does justice look like from Queen Titania?
It quite depends. For this one, probably quite severe. For Serena, more so.
Yeah, that makes sense. Books are more important than children. What?
She sometimes has quite a temper.
Well, she sounds like quite a queen.
Will you let us know when you send the reward what became of Ethel?
Yes. I shall write a note included with your share of the reward, and she's going to talk to you as she's leading you to the archway.
Riot will look at Lorraine and go, yes, you'll write us a note in a language we understand, like Elvish or Common. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Right, Lorraine? See what I'm doing here?
Common, no. Sylvan or Elvish?
Elvish, please. Thank you.
Is there anything else that that I might do for you before you part ways? I see you've rather collected some things along the way. And she points at the sack that you have with you.
Oh, yes. Can you take this back to the Owlbear brothers? Owlbear, Orson, and Ursus?
Oh, yes. Was this burgled from them again?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe they should learn about locks or something.
They're quite a philanthropic lot. They fit in quite well here. So you eventually get to this Moonbow Arch, and it actually looks like the archway that you had crossed over, except it is, it's not a ruin. It is in almost brand new state, and there is actually a door in it. And Aoife takes out a key and unlocks the door and pushes it open. And on the other side, it looks like where you had come from.
Back to our drab color set. All right.
I didn't say it.
We know.
And she gave us a copy of a key, right? So that we could also get back through.
This is a one-way portal. We tend to find crossings in other ways to come back.
So what was the way that we were going to get back here with Serena if we catch her?
There's a fairy ring not so far from this one. It's a bit overgrown. We do need to take care of that.
Yeah, that'd be great. All right, yeah, we'll find a fairy ring.
Got it. Also, how long would Ethel Bone Chewer's sedative cookies last? She sort of like hefts up Jasper.
She, do you want to intimidate Ethel?
Yeah, I mean, you told me it was an hour, but I just, you know.
Yes, Laura, I would love to intimidate her.
12.
Ugh. 11.
Let's see. Yeah, she got an 18, but let's see if Aoife can beat this. Nope. Let's see if Wink can do it.
Okay, let's see if Rocky can do it.
Nope. She's tight-lipped.
All right, well, I was kind of asking Aoife, not you, but yeah.
How would Aoife know?
Because she's probably come across other kids that have been.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they've all just been dead or not. Okay, anyway. Well,
on that happy note, you walk through the
portal. We'll figure this out on our own. No.
All right, so you walk through the portal, having passed off the owlbear bag back to Aoife. She stands there with the hag bound, and you all wind up back in our deep forest at the ruined elven archway.
As soon as we're on the other side, Lariah has started to, like, gather the softest leaves she can find and, like, casting Druidcraft to, like, make things bloom to create just, like, a soft spot where we can let Jasper rest while he recovers.
Okay.
Is Wink here, too? Did Wink come back, or is Wink still...
Oh, yeah, he's ever-present.
Great. Fantastic. I'm sure that's what Jess wanted to hear.
Yeah, he's basically like lets out a sigh and says, "Well, that was quite an adventure." You all notice, well, Lorraine in particular notices that Rocky is at the portal, sort of pacing back and forth at the gate, and not crossing over. You also see that Wink's salamander, his giant salamander, starts hacking up like a cat hacking up a fur ball, and it spits up giant pieces of gingerbread. And Wink is just sort of like going through the portal back and forth and just trying to, and at this point it was only a one-way portal, so he's going through it, but he's still in the forest here.
Rocky, what can I like lure her away from the portal to see if she remains alive?
Do you want to do an animal handling check?
Sure. 21.
All right, so you are trying to lure Rocky out, and she actually makes these little whimpering dino noises.
Okay, I get closer to her instead.
When she puts her tiny little arm out of the portal, it looks like it's turning back into a doll, and then she puts it back in.
Oh. Rocky, so does that... Do you want to stay here? I don't think I can send you back to the Feywild.
Wink sort of looks over... and examines the situation and says, "I think you need a magical solution here."
Oh, thank you. Do you know which one, though?
I suppose I could look it up and get back to you. I am quite a powerful mage. I could easily help you out. I just need a moment.
All right.
He leans himself back against with his back against the gateway, the archway, and pulls out a book, a large spell book from his satchel, and sits down and starts flipping through it. This might take a while. There's quite a lot of information in here.
Okay, just don't lean up against any trees, okay? It's not working out for you in the past.
Ha ha ha.
While he does that, Lariah, I guess she's just going to sit down next to the portal where she can, like, pet Rocky and feed her some snacks from her pack and just, like, keep her calm while Wink is looking stuff up.
Sure.
Karen will sit down next to Lariah, too. Just
yeah. And...
give him company.
Karen's got to be loving Rocky, right?
Yeah, obviously. Karen's very invested in Rocky.
His thing's got knives for teeth. It's great.
Wink pauses from his book for a moment and looks up and says, "Before I get too deep into this, if I may, as it is the natural curiosity for an onomancer, Riot, would you be so kind as to let me know, is that your given name? It's quite unusual."
I mean, it was given to me by my family, so is that what given name means? She kind of looks at Karen like, "Oh, shrugs." Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Karen shrugs back.
Uh-huh. We just keep shrugging back and forth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, right? Is that... Wait, Karen, was there a note attached to me? It said, this is Riot.
Oh, no, if you had anything attached to you, it would have been inside your stomach, like, real fast, so... But, no, there's a story here. I'm remembering. It was that very first day when we heard you crying. We named you right then and there.
Well, I'm still chuckling about the fact that she threw up on my face, so I think that she is a riot.
Riot?
Is that good with everybody?
Yeah, she's loud. She's loud. That's how we found her.
She is really loud.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Riot. Hold on now. Calm down.
Maybe if we call her Riot, it'll be like a funny thing and she'll stop doing it because it's like too ironic, you know? I don't know. That's a good idea. Probably not. She's a baby. That's stupid.
No, I think it's, I think it's a cute name, and I think we should call her Riot.
Riot it is.
Riot. Yeah, I like it. Oh, yep, that's your name. Wink, like, given names can be given, like, all the time. You know, like me, like Karen, like, that was given, like, later. You know, Riot's got some pretty good nicknames, too, like...
No, please don't, please, come on.
You know the one. You know the one I'm gonna say, no. Right?
Hey, Lorette, I need you to go take a walk.
No, Lorette, you stay. Because I'm a little disappointed I haven't been calling our little dump-sty sister.
My nose is all wrinkled up right now. I am very, very upset. Riot, what are you covered in?
Clearly, like water and like, I don't know, blood and stuff, the usual.
Yeah. When's the last time you got covered in water?
Wait, blood is like a water. It's like partially liquid. So those books told us, so.
I cover my face with my hands and my ears droop sadly to the size of my head. Okay. So Riot, what color is blood?
Red.
Okay. And what color should water be?
Riot looks around and smiles real big, tail twitching.
On my skin, it looks red.
Okay, so that's a problem. Water should be clean. Clean water is very important. Because if you...
So it's clear. Yeah, you got me. You got me.
Okay, yeah. See how... So I take some water and I dump it on Riot. And it's just brown. It's just a brown puddle forming around her feet. Okay, see that? That's not good.
All right, well, I mean, it's not like we get to go outside or, you know, meet people we don't kill. So what does it matter if I'm dirty?
So have you ever been down and seen where we keep the pigs?
Yeah, like the stay or the sty or the stable or I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, so, right, I love you. But that's what you smell like.
You too.
That's what you smell like. That's not good.
I smell like a pig.
You smell like a dump sty.
What? I mean, couldn't I use that to like damage somebody? You know.
All right. Like, I sigh and I look around and I go, okay. So right, you know how you try to be really stealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So you know you cover up your noises, right? And you cover up people tongue. Trying to see you, but but how are you going to cover up your smells? So if we get in the water,
I will clean
ourselves.
Right, it's turning his ass your shoulder.
I will try it once, see if it works.
Because the more, the less that you smell, the more you'll be able to sneak up on people and the more stuff you'll be able to take out of their pockets.
Like books.
Yes.
I said I'd try it once.
Yes, but you can't get books if you're a dump sty.
Oh, yeah? Tima. Got you. That's a solid nickname.
I'll take it. I'll take it, okay? But we still should get you clean.
Okay, no, I said I'd try it. I want to get more stuff. More books. Okay, so Riot's like, is it, do we add anything to this water? Or is it like,
yes, what if that's the next step.
Oh, there's always more steps. God.
So I pull out of my pocket a large seashell shaped soap on a rope.
That's amazing.
And I hand it over to Riot. Don't eat this.
Riot starts swinging it around like a lasso. What do I do with this?
So this is the magic part. When you take the water, the clear water, mm-hmm. and you mix it with that soap on a rope and you rub it on yourself, it will get you clean and then you will be so sneaky. But first you have to dry off. You can't be sneaky if you're really wet.
Right, it's like rubbing the soap on her body, getting these, whoa, bubbles. All right, this is, I think I understand why you spend so much time in the bathroom doing your stuff.
So, okay. And I'm sort of looking aghast at all like the twigs and the pieces of snacks, like all these things that are falling off of Riot.
A finger, yeah. Yeah.
Like an actual live bug has crawled away, and I'm doing my best to keep my face really expressionless because I don't want to judge her.
right, rinses the bubbles off, and then okay, now we dry, and then I fly.
Yes, so I hand Riot a massive towel.
Where did you get this?
I just keep it on. You never know. You never know when you're going to need a towel.
Okay. Oh, your name is like stitched into it. Don't it's really nice.
Judge, don't. We don't need to talk about it.
Okay. All right. Oh, so soft. I didn't know. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Dries off. And all right. I feel weird. And right, it's touching her arms.
Little dump style, you look incredible.
Thank you. Did you get that, Lariah? Did you write that down?
Sty.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, yeah. Rocky, do you want to try?
Rocky's too busy eating out of Lariah's hand.
Is that it, Wink? Is that the thing you needed?
Yeah, public did you shaming? Need that, Wink? Yeah.
Wink just sits there and he's trying very hard not to laugh. And he just nods and goes back to his book.
Okay, well.
That was strange.
Yeah. Time to search through my pack for food and stop talking. Riot's real red, if possible. Like, I think blood might just be coming out of her cheeks.
Riot, I know what it's like to get a nickname you don't like. If you don't like that name, I won't call you that.
I mean, I guess I'm not a big fan of it, but obviously because we don't know where Fatima or Emre are, like, if I could just hear them say it, I wouldn't mind that. Right, kind of like playing with her boots of false tracks.
Got it. It's a sibling thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Wait, what was that?
Lariah winks at Karen.
Do you want to share a nickname you've been given to make me feel better?
You don't have to.
Yeah, I don't really know what I thought I was going to get out of this. Well, yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
All right, so Wink is flipping through his book. Every once in a while, he just sort of giggles a little and looks over at Riot. And Riot, you are attending to Jasper. Gwador is with you. Where are you set up?
We're like 5 feet from Karen and Lariah.
Okay.
You call this a short rest, right?
Yeah, I would say this is a short rest. So, because it is going to be sometime under an hour. So if you wanted to all take a short rest while you're doing this, that's great. So Lariah, you're feeding Rocky. Karen, what are you doing?
Karen has kind of like opened up her pack next to Lariah as she's like kind of intently watching Rocky, studying Rocky. Karen is actually going to do something she hasn't done yet, but she's going to pull out some things from her bag. One of the things is like a squirrel pelt that she's like stitched together, like a, you know, like a 12 by 12 kind of cloth. She's going to like lay it very like ceremoniously on the ground, just like kind of pat it out and like gently. And it has like kind of like carvings out of it in like a shape of a circle and like a cross in the circle. And she's just like kind of patting it. And she's doing this like in a way that's like, hey, Lariah, like, does this look cool? trying to get some of Lariah's attention from Rocky just a little bit. And she'll like pull out a handful of like carefully selected squirrel bones and like squirrel hand and just kind of like miscellaneous squirrel parts and start like kind of like rocking them in her hand like dice almost. And then like almost like suddenly, randomly, almost like frighteningly, she's going to like open up her hands really quickly and let them like scatter on the pelt cloth. And then she's going to look up at Lariah with eyes like, cool, huh?
Are you like reading squirrel bones and entrails?
Whoa, okay, so I thought you weren't going to be into this, but yeah, exactly, that's exactly what I'm doing. Didn't think you were the type, Lariah, I didn't know what I was doing, but,
what does that mean?
I don't know, it's just, you know, I don't know if you're into, like, you know, mysticism and, fortune-telling, like...
And entrails.
I mean, I know everyone's into entrails, right? But
it's in the name.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out like you know, worried about Jasper. I'm pretty sure he's gonna wake up, but you know, just trying to see just trying to see like what's in store. It's just something I do sometimes.
What are these things telling you? What are you getting from them?
Well, everything's kind of far apart, which is odd, but I might have to do a couple more throws. What are they telling you, Lariah?
Wink sort of scoffs, and you can hear under his breath, he says, divination magic.
There we go. That's the, yeah, see, that's the kind of attitude I thought you were going to have, Lariah. I didn't realize you were so fortune friendly.
Yes, I am very interested in fortunes, in reading fortune. What, can I mean, I don't think Lariah has ever, like, read bones or entrails before. Can she, like, look at these and get anything? Or is it pretty much just like, yep, looks like squirrel bones?
Let me find... that random generator site again.
Oh no.
Yeah. Riot looks over, she goes, yeah, now that we're not on the run, now you're into divination. She winks at Lariah.
That's the reason I was so stressed out before is because I do, you know, put stock in stuff like this. I do, if there are like signs there, I'm willing to listen. And the signs that we got in the tea shop were that we needed to get out of there immediately.
No, you were right. You were right.
Lariah, roll a d20 for me.
Oh, no. 10.
It's a little bit fuzzy, but if you squint your eyes, you think you might see a castle.
A castle. Anything else?
Nope, that's what you're getting from this one reading here.
All right, I guess Lariah looks up at Karen and says, I think I see a castle. Is that anything?
Karen kind of squints and tries to see a castle. She doesn't, but she's just like, I mean, if that's
what you see. I mean, if that's what the bones are saying to you.
Riot points. She goes, no, you sit where Riot's sitting.
Oh, yeah.
orient yourself differently.
Yeah, Karen just, like, shifts her, like, hip checks Lariah sitting down. It's like, bump.
I can kind of see it. Listen, sometimes things, you know, bones, pieces speak to others differently. So I was seeing kind of a scattered, broken piece, and you were seeing a castle. I mean, wait, a castle like Daggerford.
Oh, yeah. Is there a castle in Daggerford?
Yeah, that's like the only thing in Daggerford. That's what we have to go see. The tower, you know?
Okay. Well, that seems promising, right? That it probably means we're on the right track or something?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, I recently, someone else recently read my fortune for me, and there's something related to a castle. There was a man sitting on a throne decorated with lions and salamanders. Does that mean anything to you?
Wait. No, that doesn't really sound like Dad, I guess. But wait, salamanders?
Yeah. And Lariah kind of like looks over at Wink.
Yeah.
And Wright's looking at the coughed up gingerbread cookie pieces.
Uh-huh. He goes, slimy gingerbread pieces.
Karen, Lariah, what do you see over here? This. I call it pukamancy.
You hear Wink say, that isn't a thing.
Feel like I just gave it its given name, so now I can start practicing and become a learned scholar that people will come to from all across Faerun. And Riot starts standing up and like gesturing wildly, and like her tail probably like accidentally like hitting Jasper in the foot. Yes, they will come to me and they will say, "Show us the puke. Show us the entrails of your food."
So are you basically like, you want people to just like show up and puke in front of you so you can read it?
That's even gross for me, Riot.
Riot kind of sits down a little like, plump. Oh boy.
Sorry, I
didn't think that part through. That sounds terrible. Yeah, never mind. It's not a thing. Just erases the word in the air. Yeah, like, okay, it's begun. That's how that works, right, Wink?
I have no recollection of a pukomancy.
I just said it.
Busy here, and he points to his book.
Yeah, how's that research going? Finding anything promising?
It's quite complicated, this situation that you find yourself in. If we had a wish spell, that would solve everything, but there are no fairy godmothers or whatnot here. Perhaps in the Feywild.
Well, so what exactly are you looking up? Are you looking up a way to send Rocky back to the Feywild, or to make her be like this permanently?
Oh, I thought you wanted her to remain your companion.
Yes. I do. I also she's alive. I want her to be happy. If she can't remain my companion, then I'd want to send her somewhere where she could, you know, lead her life.
Well, that's rather noble of you, he admits.
Yeah, it's called compassion, Wink.
That's its given name.
Hey. Karen like, tries to high-five Riot.
Yeah. She high-fives. She's like, sorry, sometimes I'm just like a Karen with the bone and won't let it go.
as you're having this conversation, Jasper starts to stir. And he sits up and looks around groggily, and Gwador basically tackles him in a hug. And he just goes, oof. Oh, what happened?
You ate some stuff you weren't supposed to. You know, stranger candy.
Well,
but you might have also, I'm sorry, you were tricked by an evil hag. That's the real thing. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to shame you. Jeez.
Well, the whole place was made out of food.
That's part of the trick. Karen and I almost ate the house, too, to be fair.
When you ran off, you accidentally went through a portal to the Feywild and found yourself near a candy house and, like any reasonable child or adult would do, tried to eat it.
Oh, yeah, kid, I would have been right there next to you if these jokers didn't stop me. So don't feel bad about it.
Well, who tried to, what lived in the house?
There was a hag in there.
Did you capture her?
We stopped her, and then a bounty hunter came and took her away.
Whoa.
Yeah, she's gonna have to report to the queen. Isn't that cool?
His eyes go wide. He's like, oh, I missed out on a lot of adventure. I ought not eat more apples, eh?
Well, you did miss out on some adventure, but I think the important thing is that you're safe now. Could you tell us why you ran away from the music box or with the music box?
Mm-hmm. He looks around. And when he spots Wink, he gets really stiff. He says, you ought to arrest him, too. And Wink just sort of looks up and says, whatever for? I think he killed me dad.
What?
Whoa.
Wink puts his hands up and drops the book and says, I swear by Elestray that I have never done lethal harm to another living creature.
Whoa, that was a weird qualifier there.
A lot of caveats in that, you know?
Jasper, can you tell us why do you think that? What's going on?
He pulls from his little bag the music box and thrusts it out towards Wink. And he says, explain who you got this off of then. This was mine when I was wee. Oh. And can you all make a perception check? Mm-hmm.
11.
I got a
10. 16. Yes. Oh, thank goodness.
So, Karen, you see that Wink has stuffed the book back into his satchel, and he's turned away. But before he did, you can see that there are tears in his eyes.
Whoa. Wink, hold on.
I need a moment.
Jasper, how old were you when your dad was killed? How long ago did this happen?
Wink says, I must insist, and he just starts walking away.
Wait, no, please, don't walk away.
He's not listening.
Wait a minute, you're not done helping us.
He's actually speechless at this moment, and he's looking around, pointing, trying to come up with words, and he points to Lariah and says, you.
What?
You come with me. And he walks off.
I think we should all stay together right now.
He's marching off.
You know what? I'll go with him. I can take this guy.
I don't think that's what he's saying.
Listen. Yeah. Okay. Stay here, Jasper. Help Jasper. You know, keep Gwador calm. We'll just figure out what's going on. I'll go try to talk to him because I'm so good at that. Yes, thank you.
No one says anything or moves their heads.
Jasper's Jasper's a little agitated. He says, "You gonna let him off the hook? I thought he was me friends."
We're not letting him off of anything. I'm gonna go figure out what's going on with him. Can you two stay here? Just like find out more from Jasper. Jasper, really quickly, how long ago did your father die?
It was a long while ago. I don't remember. I was wee.
Okay, I'm gonna go try to talk to Wink. You two stay here and talk to Jasper, and we'll figure this out. But Jasper, we're not just letting him go. We just want to figure out what's going on.
There are tears in his eyes, but he nods.
All right, you keep an eye on him.
Lariah just really quickly kneels down to get to Jasper's eye level and says, "Hey, we're friends. You know that. We just followed you to the Feywild to rescue you. If something's going on, we'll figure out what it is. We'll get to the bottom of it, and we will try our best to make it right. You know that, don't you?"
He nods, and his eyes are sort of looking after Wink, and you can hear Wink's just like going through foliage and pushing leaves out of the way very noisily.
Plus, now you can tell us your story without being interrupted a bunch, right, Karen?
Karen winks. All right,
Lorea gets up and runs after Wink.
All right. So Jasper is left with Gwador still holding him tightly, and Karen and Riot, you're here with him.
Yeah, please go on. Tell us what you think, or, you know, tell us about everything. Your dad, what happened to him, or what you know or remember.
Well, I didn't always live in Skullport. Me mum and dad, they was followers of Dark Maiden. Me dad, he went off adventuring, so I don't remember much. But he'd bring me music box with him to remember me by.
Well, did he make it for you? Did you make it for him? Like...
I'd been old enough to remember that.
Well, I guess you didn't make it for him then, right? But you're I mean, you could now.
Yeah, hey, I mean, even then, like, we don't know.
Yeah.
Could have been a prodigy woodcrafter or something.
Can we look at the box and see if there's any, like, special markings? Like, you know, sure. Jasper written poorly on the bottom or something, you know.
Yeah, you can inspect it. Do you want to do an investigation?
Yes.
Check.
I mean, right, trust him, but she just wants the, you know, gotta do the detective work, you know? that is a 12.
It, to you, looks like it's probably elvish in design, but you can't really say whether or not it was, a craftsperson or homemade.
Mm-hmm. No, Jasper, no names.
Jasper, as you're sort of turning it over, he says, "It has an inscription in it, and that's how I know it's mine, 'cause." One time when he was away, we was attacked by other drow. My mum, she sent me down the rubbish chute to save me. And the last word she ever said to me was written on that box there. Oh. And you open it up and the music starts playing again. And it is inscribed on the inside, in Elvish. It says, "For my treasure, may you always find safe haven in the darkest of nights."
Right. Looks at Jasper. Can I give you a hug? Or can you give me one?
He's the tears are streaming down his face right now, and he's closed his eyes. And Gwador is still holding on to him.
Just puts a wing around both of them.
Can do a history check too.
Karen, surely you have some help here. Surely, maybe we've seen this phrase in a book before. I've got an 11.
Karen, you want to roll?
Maybe you read it to me or something, and yeah, and you remember it, but better, you didn't because you were reading it. And
yeah, I was performing. Yes, of course.
Oh, natural 20. Nice. Amazing.
All right, so you, Karen,
I made this box. You made and this box, yes. I can see my fingerprints in it clearly.
Mm-hmm. God, the whorls in your fingerprints have a K. It's great.
you know that the song that's playing is called "The Dark Maiden's Dream," and you note also that the way that my treasure is. It's been capitalized in Elvish, and it's Mira, which is also a child's Elvish name sometimes.
Mira.
And whispering so that only Karen can hear, Ryan's gonna go, I hope if I ever have less words, they're this eloquent, because good grief, like, it's poetry. I would have been like, watch your head, and that would have been it. Like,
Mira, is that your mom's name?
I only knew her as Mum. My dad was dad.
Classic child. yeah.
Maybe that's what she did. She ever call you that?
I think so.
It's okay. I won't ask you too many more questions.
It was such a long time ago, but when I heard the music, I saw the inscription, I knew.
Do we know if this, so like the Dark Maiden's Dream is a song, but like, is it a common, like, is it like, oh yeah, of course, it's like the Sugar Plum Fairy song, like it's in every music box, like,
it's like
across Faerun.
It's like a drow, the followers of Elestre, it's a drow lullaby for them.
Okay. So we would have probably heard it at some point, maybe.
I think maybe Karen more likely than anyone.
Yeah.
My Elvish background. Yeah, that makes sense. So Karen's going to whisper to Riot.
I mean, it's kind of adding up, right? Like, this could be the same box. Like,
to be fair, people lose things all the time.
Riot's thinking of her her bow and bow. It could have been whoever killed his dad could have sold it for money, because they clearly have no morals. Also, like, do you like how Jasper said it happened so long ago, and he's, like, a kid, and it makes me feel old, because, like...
I hate when kids do that.
Yeah, clearly not like,
what,
long
oh, two
ago.
Years?
Oh,
yeah,
boy,
okay.
Yeah. You look wizened, sir. Yeah, no.
All right, so, Lariah, you are making your way quickly on the heels of Wink, and he's just... You see him just sort of like swatting at leaves that he doesn't and branches that he doesn't necessarily need to, and he's storming off, muttering to himself.
Hey, so we don't know each other that well. Are you Jasper's father?
He stops in his tracks, and he lets out this long, jagged sigh, and you can just sort of hear him take back a wet gulp.
Is that a yes?
I left behind a wife and child when the Dark Maiden called.
his name is not right. My son, Mira, would have been about Jasper's age now. It's not possible.
I mean, isn't it possible Jasper changed his name? Or how old was he when he left? Is it possible he wouldn't have remembered his name?
He was just a toddler. Four. But what happened to him? To his mother? It doesn't sound like he grew up where we lived.
No, when we found him, he was an orphan.
His shoulders sag, and you actually hear just one like sob.
You're an onomancer. You can figure out if Jasper's his true name, can't you?
Shakes his head and says, "I."
This is the funny thing about names and true names is that you can become something other than your given name. And Jasper Nighthaven is the name that this boy remembers himself as.
Where did you get that music box?
I gifted it to my son. I had a craftsman make it.
And then you took it with you when you left?
Yes, I left often to go adventuring. And I would bring the music box with me to remember him by.
So it seems pretty possible that Jasper might be Mira.
No, it, if it is, then you must leave me here.
Why?
I'm but a shadow of his past. I've been gone for 5 years. What would you do if your guardian, the source of your comfort, your trust, your unconditional love, disappeared without a trace for 5 years, and you were but a child who was orphaned? I was supposed to be there for him.
I'm not an orphan, so I can't speak to this. I have a loving father, 2 loving fathers, actually. But my mother went missing when I was very young. And I adored her.
You say that past tense.
What I mean is that even now, years later, I would give anything to see her again.
You don't feel she abandoned you? And he looks over at you, just over his shoulder.
I know that this was not her world, and I know that she struggled here, and I know that even if she did choose to leave me behind, she never stopped loving me.
If I'd been awake, I can assure you I could say the same of myself. But I was asleep.
I don't mean to be insensitive to you, but I think what this comes down to is that this should be Jasper's choice. If you really are his father, I think he deserves to know that. And he knows that you were asleep all this time, that it wasn't your fault. If you are his father, he should be able to decide if he wants you in his life. I don't think you should be able to decide that you can just walk away and never see him again.
Can you make a persuasion check?
Oh, gosh.
Or intimidation.
I'm better at intimidation, but I am trying to persuade and not intimidate. With a persuasion, that's a 12. But intimidation, it's a 14.
With your intimidation, he sort of straightens up his spine. And he nods and says, "All right, I just need a moment and we can let the child decide."
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. We'd like to give a very special thanks to our guest Boneserkers in this episode. Davis Hall played Emre, and Mallory O'Meara was the voice of Fatima. You can see more of Davis on the show Dank Dungeons, and be sure to check out Mallory as the co-host of the incredible Maximum Fun podcast Reading Glasses. If you like what you're hearing at D20 Dames, we'd appreciate it if you left us a review on whatever platform you listen to our podcast, whether it's Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, or Podchaser, which is like the IMDb of podcasts. Want to get in touch with us? You can find all our social media links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, Misadventure awaits.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Our theme is by Middle Essence. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.